Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The Your Hometown Tour continues today with a stop in Lake Zurich, a beautiful village west of the city. Ride with us as we show you why Lake Zurich should be your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
All right, let's keep rolling on that theme then. Here is Stephanie Schweda, who is the owner of Scoreboard Bar and Grill and also Sunset Pavilion. Let's talk about your family's story. I suppose folks in Lake Zurich know your family is really business owners and entrepreneurs in that area for a long time, right, Stephanie?
Hi, how are you? Yes. My family's been in town since 1926. My great-grandparents opened Scoreboard back then, and here we are today.
Scoreboard Bar and Grill, and now Sunset Pavilion. Tell me about Sunset Pavilion.
So Sunset Pavilion was the village decided, we want to put a beer garden-type business in. And they reached out to, all the businesses in town, telling everybody, hey, if you're interested, send us your business plan. And we were the chosen ones to open up Sunset Pavilion. It's a totally different concept from Scoreboard up on the hill. We're seasonal. We're there May to October. We're right on the lake. Beer, craft beer, wine, small bites. It's been the growing hot spot in Lake Zurich.
Yeah. I hear the view's really nice there.
Oh, it's beautiful. You sit there, watch the sunset, you feel like you're on vacation. It's the best place to watch the sun go down and have a cold beverage. The property, the thing for my family is the property. It's inside Breezewald Park, and there used to be a house on that property, and that was my father's house that he grew up in.
Oh, no kidding.
And my grandparents back in the day used to run that park as a picnic and beach. People would come in, from the city by the carload and pay $3 to get into the picnic grove and spend the day. And on the side of my grandparents' house was their porch, and that was actually the concession stand. So I would spend my weekends, when I was a little kid growing up there. My parents would, help my grandma and grandpa run the, run the show. And I'd sit on the porch and sell ice cream and candy and pop out the window of the concession stand.
So Sunset Pavilion opened last weekend for the season, right?
We did. We're excited to be open for our sixth season. People just love to come down to just escape and sit and enjoy. And we're looking forward to another successful season.
Yeah, is it going well? I mean, I guess
it's going great. We have a great partnership with the village. Their initial thought of doing this was to, to start bringing more people downtown Lake Zurich. So that was their start, and they're continuing to, develop and make some changes to get, more of the residents in that area.
What's the staffing been like for your businesses?
Well, my staffing has returned year after year. Several people have grown up in Lake Zurich. Two of my team members are my best friends from grade school. And we kind of giggle because we're 50 years old. And I'm like, here we are, working together.
Yeah.
I have a lot of teachers on staff. This is their summer job.
Oh, that works perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah. We really have a great culture down there.
So then this is Lake Zurich. Where do you draw from? Are folks coming from other villages and towns around there?
Correct. We've had a lot of people come from even from, down in Bloomingdale, people are coming out, Naperville. They're like, we've heard about this little place on the lake in Lake Zurich. I've never been to Lake Zurich, but, we found you and we're here. And a lot of surrounding, obviously Wakanda, Barrington, Inverness, Palatine, obviously our Hawthorne Woods, Kildare, which is right here.
Huh.
We get people from everywhere.
Well, Stephanie, if I were going to do it right, what do I order when I get either to the Scoreboard Bar and Grill or to the Pavilion? Why do you laugh?
Well, I don't know, because there's a lot of great things. But I would say if you're going to go to Scoreboard, have a burger, because we buy our meat from the butcher right next door, Orchard Prime Meats. Brian's been around forever, too. And the Pavilion, our flatbreads are fantastic. Our Sunset Bomber Sandwich is a roll-off of a muffalata from New Orleans. You know, I came back from a trip, and I said, we need to have a sandwich like a muffalata on the menu.
What is that?
It's we've got sopressato and salami, mozzarella, but the best part is the olive salad, the tapenade that goes on there.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So my one of my business partners, Luke Olsta, his background is he has a culinary degree. So I drive him crazy because I'll come back from a trip and say, this is what I like. We need to create this. And we sit there and have to hammer it out, you know, and he'll say one thing and I'll say another. And, you know, we'll bounce it back and forth and come up with a new item and throw it on the menu.
They're open and running for the summer. This text message from one of our listeners just said, hey, I live in Lake Zurich, and Sunset Pavilion is, capital letters now, the best.
That's great.
It is good to hear. Stephanie Schweda is the owner of Sunset Pavilion, Scoreboard Bar and Grill. It's nice to meet you, and I hadn't thought about heading up to Lake Zurich. That's on my list of things to do. Thanks for your time, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me on.